Welcome to another episode of Love and Reality Podcast. I am your host, Ricky Valero. On today's episode, I'm going to be breaking down everything that happened in episode 6 of The GOAT. There's a lot of drama that unfolds, some jockeying for position, and we see one person really strategically make their way up my charts. At the tail end of this recap, you can check out my interviews with Joe, Justin slash Alyssa, and CJ Franco from The GOAT. I had a great chat with them about their time on the show. Folks, upcoming shows I'm going to be covering. Obviously, we're going to continue to cover The GOAT, but Perfect Match returns on June the 7th. I can't wait to dive into that show. I will be covering that in The GOAT Weekly. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoy this episode.
But outside of that, 14 reality stars moved into the GOAT Manor to face off in a brand new hilarious competition show hosted by Daniel Tosh. They will compete in over 20 challenges, earning and breaking one another's trust as they battle it out for $200,000 and the title of the greatest of all time. Through 5 episodes so far, we have seen 6 people be eliminated. Episode 1 saw Joey Sasso go. Episode 2 saw Taisha Adams. Episode 3 saw Lawrence Pete Hamilton. Episode 4 saw Kristen Doty. Last week, we saw this tragic elimination of Justin slash Alyssa Edwards and Tech Holmes. With Justin gone, the house is a little less full of just being joyous and happy. And Jill, while everybody's kind of mourning the loss of Justin in the house, Jill and Jay are just chatting about how they are going to take one another to the finals. Reza and the squad are trying to figure out how they can get things back on track with two people from his crew being eliminated. Wendell apologizes to Joe for voting for him, but Joe tells the camera he has a target on Wendell's back now. This week's episode is highlighting house reality shows. The name of the challenges is Take Me Out. Tosh... Again, Tosh being as funny as he is, Tosh says each of them will get a Bible, edible underwear, and a rifle. And everybody was freaking out, which is hilarious. But each of the goats will sit under goat meal filled balloons. Goat meal, like oatmeal, but goat meal filled balloons. And Tosh will reveal a word and they have to unscramble the word. Correctly, if they get it correctly, they can pop someone else's balloon. If all three of your balloons are popped, you will be eliminated from the competition. The last person with a balloon over their head wins the competition. Tosh screams out, "Let's eat ass!" And everybody just aimlessly looks at him. Sorry guys. I love Tosh. Let's see here. Day said everyone will start picking who they want out of these out of this. So whoever's bubble they're bursting is going to be telling of what they're doing. The first word was alliance. CJ butchers the word so badly, and it was hilarious. Jill struggled as well. Joe, Day, Powell, Jason get to pick one balloon. Jason popped Wendell's balloon for going after him and voting for him. Jason picked Joe because he never gets his hair messed up. True. I love Jason, and he had like a more elaborate conversation about Joe and his love for Joe. We all love Joe. Joe is a beautiful, stunning man. Day picked Reza as well as Pow, voting for him, leaving him with one balloon left already. Reza, poor Reza getting eliminated like right out the gate. Let's say Devon, Jason and Jill win this round. Jason picks Jill. Jill picks Wendell. He's down to one. Day knocks Reza out of the competition. Joe is the next one gone, but before he goes, he takes Wendell with him. Jason, Jill, Day, CJ, and Paolo are left. 4 women versus 1 man. Obviously, CJ is on the team of the men, but it's continually to see the dominance of the women in this household. Jason picks Day first. Jill picks Jason, and he's down to 1. Day picks Jason, eliminating Jason. Joe is saying the women are smarter, and that's why he's on their team. Joe is correct. CJ picks Day, Devon, leaving her with 1. And then, of course, the next round, CJ eliminates Devon. Jill, Powell, and CJ are left to battle. Powell eliminates CJ. It's down to Jill and Paolo. The final word was diamonds. Jill wins the competition and is this weekend's GOAT. The girls continue to rule the household. And they're having a pool party. Everybody wants to have fun at the pool party, but as they're having fun, Devon and Jill are trying to plan their next moves, but they aren't making friends with people doing it. But again, at the end of the day, folks, they're talking strategy, okay? They're making moves while you're having fun at the pool party, and that's why your group and your alliances are dwindling down because You keep on not playing the game when the game is right in front of you. Wawoosh. It's time for elimination challenge. Tosh jokes that Powell will be on the losing team, which is hilarious. Because she's been in the elimination part of it like every week so far. I think our competition has arrived. Jill picks teams. Jill picks Jason, Wendell, and Devon. Joe, CJ, and Paolo and Reza are on the other team. They're going to have to step on like a balance beam. As they're walking across, they have to hold a rope. They're placing these Lego style pieces that they have to stack on top of each other, 16 pieces on top. But as you're walking on the balance beam, if you fall off, you have to go back at your piece and start over from the beginning. This competition seemed like probably one of the harder competitions so far. Watching each person walk down this beam was hilarious. Joe and his big feet were having so many issues that he fell so many times. Rez is pissed because Jill stacked the team, but wants to take them down anyway. This was a back and forth competition. I labeled them Team Jill versus Team Joe just because I like Joe. But Joe just struggled mightily at this competition. Like I said, he had the big feet. There were several times that they had up to 12 and 13 of them, and both of them just plunged over. Like, I can imagine how long some of these competitions took because it blows my mind. Like how long it takes sometimes. Now, this one seemed very hard, so it doesn't surprise me it took as long as it did. Let's see here. Purple team got their 15th one landed. Wendell was on the verge of making number 16, and they must hold for 8 seconds. The purple team wins, meaning CJ, Joe, Reza, and Al is in the bottom of this week, so one of them will go home. CJ thinks that Jill and Day will be targeting her. If they did, they would be smart considering. I think that they are. She is probably the strongest competition remaining for anybody on this show. I just feel that way. I've said that for a little while, and I feel like people are kind of underestimating her, but hopefully somebody opens their eyes and sees it. Rezzy jockeys for position with Jill, but this was hilarious. Jill has started playing a little bit softly towards the beginning, but she's picking up her game, and we're starting to notice that with her. Just giving it back. They made an alliance day one. Team Bravo, Jill, Kristen, and Reza. And then, of course, Joe wasn't trying to hear his bullshit because this is the first time Reza's trying to talk to him since like day one. So, what are you doing, bro? Like, you can't sit there and do that. You know, you can't come at me when you're down trying to save your ass. Devon wasn't having it either. It was hilarious. Here we go. Paolo, Joe, Reza, CJ, one of them are heading home. Josh hits Joe with the third grade picture joke, which is hilarious because he looked like somebody dressed up for his third grade picture. Joe asked Jill if she picked a team. Toss asked Jill if she picked even teams, and Reza made fun of her. This is true. She had the power team. I mean, big deal. Who cares? But Jill ain't quiet no more. Jill's been giving the business back to people. And these two are hilarious, kind of going back and forth. Devon speaks up saying there's a person and a player, and they can't be mixed together. Facts. Devon's preaching the game out here. We're playing a game. Game, game. Sure, you can be friends, but we're playing a game. We're playing for cash prize. We're playing for $200,000. Of course, I'm going to continue to fight for that $200,000. People, get it through your heads. Tosh pretends to read off the votes, which is, again, just a smiley face, which I find hilarious. Reza got the first vote. The next two votes voted for Joe. The next voted for Reza. 2-2. Reza got three. Joe got three. 3-3. Reza got fourth vote and the fifth and final vote, knocking him out of the competition, being our seventh elimination from the show, is Reza. Ba-ba-ba-ba. The men are slowly dwindling down, and it is hilarious to watch, considering they had the numbers just a few weeks ago. Reza's heading home. Not shocked at all. It really wasn't. It was the perfect person to kind of get rid of. Reza said it was a pleasure meeting most of you and staying in touch with most of you, and says vote Jill out and gives her the double birds on the way out the door, which is hilarious. This show's fucking funny. I don't care. I love this show. Reza threw his goat on the ground, but this is what's hilarious. Okay, just a few weeks ago when Kristen got eliminated from the show, everybody made fun of how she acted, but then Reza kind of did the same thing. It was hilarious. Of course. Because of this, Wendell is feeling the heat because he could be the next one going home, as he should be because he's an incredible competitor. All right, before we go, Tosh announced that the format of the show tomorrow will be changed forever. We'll be interested to see what they do. We have 7, 8, 9, 10. We have 4 episodes remaining to crown the GOAT. As I do every week, I'm going to go through and I'm going to tell you who my top three are. It has not changed since last week. Actually, you know what? I lie. It has changed since last week. Okay, my top three right now, I'm going to swap out Wendell right now because of the numbers. So who I think is going to win the top three, Devon, I still have winning this competition, even though if they were smart, they would get rid of her already. Devon, one. CJ, still number two. I think she's flying slightly under the radar, but at the same time, I can expect and see her to make big moves at some point. Maybe she jockeys for position to finally get Devon out of the competition. And then Jill. Jill made her strongest episode yet, strongest moves yet. She showed her power and what her power is capable of doing. So I'm interested in that. All right, folks, let me know who you think is going to win the GOAT. That is it for this week's episode of the Love and Reality Podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'll talk to you guys next week. Let's see. All right, Joe, let's start with you. Obviously, you come from a different kind of background of reality TV than the rest of the cast. What kind of expectations did you have heading into the show?
Zero expectations. But I just honestly, I wanted to have a good time. It was a new experience. So that was kind of my mindset going in. And the truth, like, there are a lot of Bachelor people that are now starting to go on different competition shows and doing pretty well. So I don't know what it is about our franchise, but yeah, I think we do okay in other shows. So I went in there feeling good.
Justin, episode three. One of my first times I've ever seen this happen. We had a competition thrown to ultimately get you tossed out of the house. That didn't exactly go the way that it was planned. What did you think about the plan when you found out about it?
That's right.
I was gobsmacked. You see me in the challenge. I'm like, everybody, you did good. High five. You gave it your all. The teacher in me was like, it's all right. We'll get them next time. And then Lauren's like, Justin, now that was an act. Did you see that performance? I'm like, girl, what are you talking about? And so for me, I just thought, this is not what I signed up for. Okay. I would understand if I was going on Survivor, Big Brother, a show that entailed the challenge or something like that. This is the GOAT hosted by Daniel Tosh. I mean, are we serious? CJ said it in the trailer. I'm not going to be that invested in a show called The GOAT. So I was a little like shocked, but then when I heard who rallied and choreographed the whole scene, not so much. I think I was just more like disappointed. Like, you guys, look, we all came from this, different walks of life. We're living in a house together, sleeping on twin beds. Let's just have fun. Let's have fun. I mean, we're competing in an untalented talent show the day before in front of William Hung. Let's have a good time. And I just didn't think it was in good spirit. But here's the thing,
No,
it
you
isn't.
and I really competed in that competition because
And I want
we
to be
went,
back.
yeah,
And
let's
I'm
do it.
excited.
I got you at the end because I was really dizzy when we were on the plane.
Put Joe against me. I knew they were like, you're going against Justin. I knew it. So I was like, he has long legs. Get through those tires.
I
We're going
caught
to
you at
do
the end.
this.
I caught
You
you at the
did.
top. I caught him.
So I want a rematch. But yeah, season two, y'all look out. We might be making an appearance for that one challenge. But
One challenge, one challenge. And then, of course, obviously, CJ, you played a pivotal role in that plan not coming to fruition. What kind of made you want to flip sides in that moment?
I think the there was no true girls alliance. It just was messy. We got Tayshia. Like, they flipped immediately. I don't know what they're talking about with the girls alliance. And for me, I had formed a really strong relationship with somebody, and that means more to me than a silly show, And I felt the need to stand up for. You can't just push people around, And I think that everyone thought that I was this sort of person. And I'm not. I'm not.
I
And
think people probably thought that they could just control you. And you were like, no, not me.
I love Lauren, and I really was not trying to come for her at all. But, given my options, I had to do everything I could for Justin.
Absolutely. All right. So we talked, you mentioned it. We had the Untalented Talent Show. Joe, first to you, my question is, do you have a hidden talent?
I have no hidden talents, though. When I found out we had to do a talent show, I was like, oh, you gotta be kidding
Joe,
me.
you've marketed a spaghetti sauce.
Yeah, but I can't, but
Yes.
I'm not gonna be able to perform that in a talent show.
But wait, did you
Chili
actually
sauce.
make the concoction
Yeah,
of
but
the
I
spaghetti?
wouldn't be, in a talent show like the one on the show, like, yeah, no,
no real hidden talents. You know, yeah, what you see is what you get. That's my
CJ. Do you have a hidden talent, CJ?
A hidden talent.
Yeah, she's hilarious. I can't even believe you're thinking
about
this.
Oh, I'm sneaky funny. Sneaky funny.
You're hilarious without you're
Well, that's not good that you hide it.
She's hilarious without having to be funny. She's hilarious. Literally. I'm like, I don't know why I'm trying to help y'all find y'all's hidden talent.
Right.
Like,
to pull out of us.
Yes. I'm like, you're so much more than just a beautiful, striking human. Oh. You are funny and candid. And you just wouldn't expect that. You know, I don't think you would be like, you would look at CJ and go, that's a comedian. She's a comedian. This lady right here is a comedian. I'd buy a ticket to the show.
You know, baby, I think I found my talent now. I think it is finding the light and really the darkness and having fun when it got so intense and finding your group of people that made you feel grounded. And enjoy a show called The Goat. That's the dumbest thing.
And that is a talent, girl. You did that well.
Talent.
All right. So this is a fun one. You guys all come from different reality TV shows. Which of your former fellow castmates would you like to see partake in a possible second season of The Goat? Justin, first to you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Which contestant I want to see go back on The Goat?
Go for a season. Which former castmate you had on one of your other reality shows would you want to come on?
Oh, one of my other reality shows.
Yes.
Ooh. I mean, does RuPaul count? Because
yes.
If RuPaul walked up into the Goat Manor, everybody say love. And they tried to come for her, that lady would be sashaying away people left and right, honey. She would that would be hilarious. I mean, to see RuPaul on another show outside of Drag Race is my ultimate dream. Whether it be The Traitors, The Goat, something. Please, please. But I'm also manifesting that me and CJ go on The Amazing Race together.
Amazing
so if you
race.
Know someone, please tell them to give us a call.
We're in.
I'm posting it. I'm going to post it tomorrow. Like producers. CJ, what about you?
You know, I would have to go with Nikki Glaser because she is multi, multi, multi talented, super serious, and her work ethic is unreal. She's really good with people and she's funny. Mostly, she's funny. And this show needs people that can bring that because it's Daniel Tosh. This is chaos.
Joe, what about you?
I mean, I would say my wife, but I don't know if I want to do that to her. Oh. You know, I don't know. I don't know if she deserves it. So I'm going to go with Kenny. Kenny from my second season of Bachelor in Paradise. I think he would be so much fun to watch, and he has the perfect personality for it.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.